Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
And this is the perfect horror series tape.
That was good. Yo, good for you, man. Usually, for those openers, you have me questioning your sanity. This time is not any different. Welcome to the Shonen Tapes, everybody. I am one of your co-hosts, Kevin. And I'm joined with Mr. Sean Shonen Pants. And we getting spooky, because it's spooky season. Yeah.
Ooh, spooky.
Ooh. Now, you're probably wondering what the hell this episode is about. So I'm going to explain it to you first before we get into the riffing. Sean and I are going to construct what we think would be a good horror anime series and what makes it a good one. So obviously we're going to talk about some stuff that's spooky in anime, some stuff that isn't spooky. But then we're going to just pluck characters from different shows. And they're not going to be exactly themselves, but they'll have the same look, maybe they'll have the same personality, and they can have different relationships. So if you wanted to make two protagonists brothers, right? Like, we could do that. Pluck enemies, pluck powers, all this stuff, and give our versions of what we think would be good. Also, we had no prep time. We had absolutely no chance to think about this. So a lot of this is off the dome. We thought it might be a little more funny that way. So stay strapped. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I just said that, but get ready.
Stay strapped.
You know what I'm really doing? I'm trying to go ahead and say it, Sean. You know what I'm really trying to say.
Are you trying to buckle up?
Yeah, I'm trying to buckle up.
Buckle up, cowboys.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. If you guys are enjoying these episodes too, just make sure you're subscribed, obviously. Sean, what are we yapping about today other than the episode topic? Anything of interest in your world?
Yeah, man, it's we in spooky, woo, spooky. Yo, we in spooky season. So I went to a fall parade, or it wasn't even really a parade. It was like a parade / like festival type thing. And there was like a bunch of like little kids. They're like playing like little like spooky games and things like that. So we brought our son over there. He's having fun. He's a little too young, so he's kind of just like not playing with what the other kids are doing. But he liked the atmosphere and things like that. But the thing I did notice, it's a lot of anime costumes, and I used to not see that even when I was like a young kid.
Cool now, bro.
I saw a lot of Demon Slayer costumes and a lot of My Hero costumes. So that was pretty dope. I saw
said it was like a children's
Tanjiro, thing. I saw a lot of Tanjiro sisters. Yeah, it was children. Like, so this, I think.
Okay, hold on. Let's recap that. You saw a lot of My Hero Academia people for children's things. That was my critique of the shows. My Hero Academia, they're both in my good books now. But I'm just saying, if the shoe fits.
Actually, what I was going to say is, I saw this, a daughter of one person that we knew, and she was wearing Tanjiro's sister's costume.
Nezuko, dog. Why you keep doing that? I got all the TikTok to turn on you last time you did this shit. Guess what? I'm clipping this and it's going right back on TikTok.
Yo, how do you know I'm not doing that on purpose? You know what I'm saying?
I know you're not doing that on purpose. You ain't no mastermind.
So she was in a Nezuko costume, right? And I was just like, yo, like, she was like maybe 6, maybe 7. I'm just like, yo, like, she might be like too young. Because even though, like, you know, Demon Slayer is like a simple story, and that might be why it's like attracting kids, it's still like very violent. Like, Dragon Ball Z's violent, but it was never as violent as Demon Slayer was. You know what I'm saying? People's heads getting lobbed off and stuff like that. It's cutesy though. Like, Tanjiro and Nezuko, they're cute. You know, like Zenitsu, he's cute. They're cute.
Oh, looking. Yeah. What about Pigface? How you like Pigface? He cute too, right?
Nah.
Very cool. Very cool. Yo, also, unrelated to what you're talking about, the fall of the House of Usher. Okay? For you normal show watching people, watch that. It's perfect. It's so good.
So good.
It's so good. Watch this show, The Fall of the House of Usher. I thought it was part of the Haunting of Hill House series, but it's not, right?
It's just made by the creator. Yeah. It's actually based on the a short story by Edgar Allan Poe that I actually did read in high school, I remember.
Oh wow. That's cool.
And then like just a bunch of other like Edgar Allan Poe's like a good writer. Like, you know what I'm saying? He came out in the 1800s. He was ahead of his time. People thought he was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. All right.
It's like, I don't read. Let's move on.
Facts. Super, super duper facts. All right, let's jump into the meat, dog. I'm trying to jump into the meat. You can't bring attention to these types of things, dog. All right.
Who
would be your protagonist for your show? In your perfect Halloween spooky series.
In my perfect Halloween spooky series, you would at first think the main character would be Misa from Death Note. Wow. And then she dies. And then the main character is Eren from Attack on Titan.
That's a horrible pick. You dog. You know those pictures of like the horse? And it's like name the show or name the thing, and it's like a perfectly drawn horse, and then towards the end it's like a stick figure. That's what you just did.
Actually, you might be right, because we need a final girl. You know what I'm saying? Scratch that. Aaron's a character. The main character,
you know who Aaron is?
Would be no, the main character would be Mikasa.
Mikasa or Tsukasa?
Mikasa. My main character is Mikasa.
Just you gotta get off your AOT obsession, dog. Like AOT Death Note.
Obsessed.
Bro, branch out a little bit. We've seen other shows.
All right, you know what? All right, I'm gonna branch out. Let's take them out.
Everything.
Shizuru.
Hold on. I liked Misa though. I liked the Misa pick. That was really good. I really liked that. And she dies. That was awesome. I liked where you were going. But who's the main character after that?
I wanted it to be Mikasa, but you called me out. So now the main character is Chizuru from Rent-A-Girlfriend. Strong female protagonist. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Final girl potential.
Okay. What's like, do you have like the basis of the story in mind, or do you want to just kind of build on
let's do our characters and then we can build on it. You know what I'm saying? Let's crawl, not run yet. You know what I'm saying? Who's your main character?
Who is my main character?
Actually, before we get into that, so you can think on it, let it marinate a little bit. How do you feel about Chizuru being the main character?
I like it.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like she would be in a horror. Yeah, she'd be in a horror movie, I feel like. You know?
She'd be great. The main character, because the main character has to be somebody that's like almost innocent in a way. And that's why I thought both Mikasa and Eren were such bad picks for that, your main person.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna pick a dude, but now I want to pick a girl too, because you picked a girl.
Because it's so much more scary, because like, you know, I don't know, horror movies, final girl, you know what I'm saying? Is she gonna live? Is she not gonna live? You know,
I mean, I want to say Serena from Sailor Moon. That'd be kind of cool.
You know what, that's fire. That's actually kind of fire.
I feel like she'd be really good for this. Just like that. But I feel like I'm copying you. I don't want to copy you. I want to be unique. I want to be unique. But I don't got anybody else. I guess I'm going with Serena. And you know what?
No, you should pick Armin.
No. He's so boring. Why are you reacting?
Shot. diamonds on Corey.
He just gave me the straightest face and stared at the camera with a slight smirk for like, I edited it down. Okay, post, like I'm talking future tense, but because I know I'm gonna have to edit down how long that silence was. But my man just stared at me for like 15 seconds, and I was like, I'm not gonna say anything till he does.
I was trying to no sell what you said. Armin is not boring.
Which he's like a nerd though.
There's nerds in horror movies. It's like it's usually hot girl or nerd.
That's true. That's true. But you might as well pick the other geek from Baruto. What's his name? The one that uses ninja technology. You know what I'm talking about? Come on, you watch Baruto. Now.
I don't remember. I don't remember their names.
Oh my goodness, Sean.
But you don't remember his name, but like I gotta remember them.
Yeah, you watched it like a week ago.
You watched it a week ago. I haven't watched Baruto in a long. I haven't watched that in a couple weeks, dog. I'm reading the manga. You know what I'm saying? But like that guy's not in it yet.
I'm gonna add something to my family. Okay, I'm creating a family. Serena has a little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he is from Ranking of Kings. Boji is her little brother.
You know what? We don't want Boji to get hurt. We don't want him to get hurt.
Exactly. You know he was the perfect little brother that she would have to like protect. And
that's actually fire.
Who else is in your show? Well, builds out the family, okay? Because I got a main character and I got a little brother. If you have people in mind for like parents, grandparents, anything like that.
All right, so Misa was cousins with Chizuru, so then Misa dies.
Okay.
You know,
okay, yeah.
She dies on Halloween, and then Chizuru has to move in to her house because I guess her parents died from like something non-related, right? Okay. So she's living with her aunt and uncle. Her uncle is Levi Ackerman. I gotta have someone from Attack on Titan in my show, dude.
I feel like they're like the same age though. Is he like a young uncle?
No, it's a young uncle. You know what I'm saying? Levi Ackerman's like in his like late 30s, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I'd say very early 30s, late 20s.
All right, it's aged up Levi Ackerman. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's like 40-year-old Levi Ackerman, and then the mom is Boma.
Okay.
Okay, so then Chizuru has to live with them. And then she...
Wait, his mom or his wife? His wife is Boma.
His wife is Boma. Yeah, sorry. The wife... So, all right, let's...
So Boma... No. I'm following you.
Yeah.
Okay, so in your story... Misa is Chizuru's cousin, and she dies on Halloween.
Yeah.
And she moves in with her uncle Levi and aunt Boma.
Yeah, and her aunt Boma, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, her parents die, something non-related in, like, her, like, whatever town. And
yeah,
she moves in, she's the girl that died's cousin, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, and sure.
And I'll tell you the premise later, so then she meets...
We're just talking family, dog. You don't gotta.
We're talking family. Okay.
We ain't doing the story yet.
Are we talking family or are we talking characters in general?
Whatever you want. This is your world. It's your world. Come on. You just inserted an uncle and an aunt. You're not gonna give me a turn to like insert something in my story.
Okay. Yeah. There you go, man. Yeah.
Come on, big dog.
I was too much on the roll, bro.
Big dog. I was just gonna add a pet. Two pets?
All right.
Two pets, okay? One is Hamtaro. they got a pet hamster. All right, Hamtaro. And the other one is Courage the Cowardly Dog. I know he's not anime, but he's going to have to count.
Okay? Yeah, we'll let one non-anime character fly.
Okay.
That's a rule in this. One, you can pick one non-anime character. Okay. You want to use that on Courage?
I'm going to use that on Courage. I'm like freaking out.
Okay, so family. All right, let's talk about friends or like people that she meets that are friendly. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Friends or could be suspects. Mm. All right.
I also got who they live with in mind too. I'm gonna add one more real quick.
Add one more. All right, cool.
Grandpa Jiraiya. He is their caretaker. Their parents died mysteriously.
I feel like a horror movie needs to have mysterious death. Mysterious yeah. death that like was off screen.
Yep. Yep. That just isn't talked like, about.
Not related to the movie.
Slightly referenced. Yeah. There you go.
That's dope. That he's yeah, grandpa. You know what I'm saying? I feel yeah, like
and,
you
and a funny little like so, some humor they'll be dropping and he's like, oh Serena, when are you gonna invite your friends over? You know, he's like still kind of like a creep. Cause he's
Okay. So friends slash suspects. So in my show, it needs to be Rui. What?
Yeah, but don't pick from the right? same show. Come on.
Yeah, I can't pick from the same show. I can't pick from the same show. All right. Sakura, best friend, or not best friend, but like girl that she meets at school because she's at a new town. That is the girl that like gloms on her and like, you know, shows her around and things like that.
Yeah.
We got Killer B, but younger Killer B. He's like, yo, he's like Sakura's best friend. You know what I'm saying? We got young, and he goes, yo, you know, because we got to have diversity in my show. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Can't think of any black anime characters.
Or just racism, but sure, yeah. Yeah. Everybody gave that a pass. Like, oh, hey, the only black character you're going to rap. Come on. That to me is like a non-black person with eyebrow raising. So I don't know how y'all look. That's like,
hey man, I'm just trying to paint the movie that I've seen. The horror movie is kind of racist towards black people, but we're not gonna let Killer B die. You know what I'm saying? Okay. He's gonna make it to the end.
That's your little crew.
That's my crew. No. And then as a character, since I have to have, it has to be. No, I have to have this character. We're gonna have Light. And he's gonna be man. Like the pop. He's gonna be a popular
boy. You already have Misa in the story.
Damn it!
Come on, dog. You gotta lay off. Lay off the light pipe. Lay off.
Damn
lay
it. Off. I really want. All right. No. As the popular boy, because we need to have a popular boy that's sketch. Sasuke.
But you already have Sakura. How are you gonna have Sasuke?
Damn it! Listen,
you need some time to think. You pump your brakes.
Okay. We'll do suspects later.
Pump your brakes. Also, how are you gonna have Killer Bee and Sakura? I thought we're picking like one from each show. Are you just breaking rules left and right, huh?
We can have one rule break, dude. It's okay.
Your story's become a cluster. All right, let me reel it in with mine. Serena's best friend is gonna be Chigiri from Blue Lock. Okay.
Chigiri from Blue Lock. Okay.
The redhead that runs fast. And also in their crew. No, you know who their homeroom teacher is? The Goblin Slayer.
Goblins.
So all he talks about is goblins.
Goblins.
And they just constantly skip his class. He means nothing to the story. It's just like a little side note. And also, she's dating Yusuke Urameshi from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, that's kind of fire. That's fire, actually. That's super that. Fire.
Yeah, and
super fire.
And Boji looks up to Yusuke. They have a really good relationship going. That's like the click. And Chigiri is like the third. You know, he's like the third wheeler, I guess, that hangs out with them all the time.
That's dope. And you can weave this into the story and how you can kind of make Chigiri a suspect because he's jealous of Yusuke. Yusuke got to die first, dog.
Maybe. We'll see, dog. We'll see.
All right, man. All right. Characters to add for me is I'm going to add Kurama as popular guy in my story.
From what show?
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Which one was he?
Yeah. Kurama's the one with the red hair that had like the rose whip.
Come on, dog. You just copying my redheaded character? You just copying everything.
Dog, you copy me with the girl, dog. You about to
I did. No, you're right. You're right.
All right.
You're right. Imagery is the best. What's it called? That one saying. About flattery.
Imitation's the best flattery.
There you go.
Yeah, man. All right. So now we can pick either monsters. Okay, no, we can pick suspect / monster.
You gotta pick a story, right? Like you can't have a suspect if there's no crime, you know?
Okay, let's do this. Let's do the crime or the story, the premise, and then we can pick, like, you know, villains or like monsters or whatever. All right. I've been going first, so you gotta go first on this one.
Yeah. So the premise, so the premise of mine is that Serena and Boji's parents were murdered, and they think it was supernatural, but they can't prove it, and nobody believes them except for their grandpa, Jiraiya. So they are out to find out what got their parents and what made Boji be this way. And if they can figure out how to defeat these spirits, maybe they can help Boji heal and talk and see and be again. So that's like the premise. She's like doing a lot of this for her little brother and also trying to get justice for her parents. It's like a curse that's been put on Boji. There we go. That's like the premise of my story.
Okay. All right. So the premise of my story, I already got the title, dude.
Okay.
I got the title of mine. So the title of my story is called Harvest Girl, right? So okay. The town that Chizuru moves into is, I don't know, like name it some like suburban town in your head. I can't come up with one on the spot. And Pleasantsville, that's what it's called, Pleasantsville.
Okay.
So Pleasantsville has a dark history that every 50 years on Halloween, some massacres happen, right? And it's like a curse, so a bunch of people die, right? And the only way to stop the massacre is to kill the Harvest Girl.
Right? Doug, this was a season in Vampire Diaries.
Wait, what are you talking about?
This was a whole season, Davina. No, in the originals. You're just doing Davina from the originals.
That is not the premise of. Okay,
yes, it is. They had to. They had to. No, no, this is staying in.
That is not the premise.
Okay, Sean, tell me what happened. Okay, no.
The only thing that's similar is harvest. No. That's it.
Stop it. Stop. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell the tapeworms, and they can decide. There is five girls who literally get sacrificed. Harvest ritual, and if you don't sacrifice these girls, natural disasters happen and lots of people die. It's literally what you just said.
Yeah, but mine's not five girls, dog. You didn't even let me.
Oh, yours finish. Is one girl. Oh, my bad.
You let me finish. Let me finish the story.
I just forgot about that storyline. Can you admit it?
I did forget about it. It's not the same story. I promise. All right. So there's a festival that happens, and then they pick the town unbeknownst. And like the thing is unbeknownst to a bunch of most people, like it's like the town elite pick the Harvest Girl so they can like sacrifice it to like, I don't know, like Samhain, like, I don't know, Halloween God or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And the Halloween god that attacks Pleasantsville every Halloween or every 50 years on Halloween, right?
Yeah.
So like only the elites know. So they have like the town fair, and then they're like, they pick Harvest Girl, right? So when Chizuru moves in, the elites take a liking to her because they're like, oh, now we don't have to pick someone that's like grown up in this town, right? We can just pick this random girl, right? So they can. So the week before Halloween, they had this fall festival, and they elect Chizuru as Harvest Girl. And she's like all popular. Everyone, because like all the kids don't know. They're like, oh, all the girls are jealous. They're like, I wanted to be Harvest Girl. And then Bulma, like she's B-plot. Bulma's like, feels something fishy. She's like, why is she Harvest Girl? I've never heard in the history that they picked a girl that doesn't not really from the town, right? So she starts like looking into it. So she figures some things out. Bwah! She's dead, You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Whack.
She's dead.
Whack.
Yeah. She's dead. Right.
Now let me ask you, does Damon show up at any point in your story or just Stefan?
Damon does not show up in my, Damon does not show up in my story.
Okay.
But
and you said the show was called what? The Vampire Diaries anime or?
Nah, shut up.
What was your show called? Yo,
shut up. Let me finish.
Hold on. give me a turn. Give me a turn.
Okay.
All right. Turn back over to my story, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now for 24 hours, crime is legal. This is a completely original thought that I had. and it's called The Purge.
Yo, tell me, yo, you're capping because you know that story is fire, too. It has nothing to do.
You just copied the bro. I know the majority of you all listening don't watch The Vampire Diaries.
Dude, I'm saying, dude,
I wish you understood how similar the story was.
Kevin, you did not let me finish because you're like, okay. Oh, this is like Vampire Diaries.
Sure.
So Boma, when she's doing research on, you know, what the Harvest Girl Festival actually means and stuff, she figures out, like, oh my God.
They had to yunk her. They yunked her out of the picture.
Yeah, when she figures it out, she tells Chizuru because she tells her husband, she tells Levi Ackerman, he don't believe her, right?
Sure.
So she tells Chizuru because she's like, I might be crazy, and then she dies. So then Chizuru knows what it is, and she's freaking out because she's like, I'm the Harvest Girl, right?
Okay, yeah.
That's where she starts asking, you know, people, and then, you know, like, let's say, like, Master Roshi is, like, the town historian or something. He tells her there's a Harvest Girl, and then that...
You're getting way too into the details, dog.
I get killed by the Harvest Girl.
It's too much. You're doing the most. All right? Just give me the damn premise. Okay?
Chizuru figures out she's a Harvest Girl.
I got it. You told us. She's
trying to escape from the town because there's a dark secret. Sure. And dun-dun-dun, there might be a Harvest Boy who does the killing.
Oh, okay. So you're changing it up. Okay.
That was my premise, dog.
Oh,
I was getting into that.
Good save, Sean. You were always gonna say that the whole time.
No, really. Dude, you're whack. You know my story is better than yours. You're so whack. All right, tell me your bum ass story, dude.
No, I did for 24 hours. Crime is legal, and you hear. And it's called The Purge, right? the completely original thought. All right. I'll get back into my actions. So the type of research that they've done, okay? So keep in mind, the parents are murdered, there's a curse on Boji, and something's just constantly affecting their family. Jiraiya figures out that it's one of the kids' family in the high school that they go to. And now there's a whole bunch of sketch kids in their high school. You got Bakugo, and his whole family is just running a cult. They're insane. He's typical angry Bakugo, but he's a little more reserved, keeps to himself, mysterious. You got Tien from Dragon Ball Z. He's a nice kid, but he's got three eyes. So something's definitely wrong with him, mm-hmm. right? And then you got who else should we add? You probably need a third kid, right? Just a third sketchball.
Yeah.
You got Gary Oak.
Okay. Gary Oak, that's a good one.
You got Gary Oak. And Gary Oak is rich. He's dumb rich. But what happened with Gary Oak is he just keeps having girlfriends mysteriously pass after he's dated them for a few months. Okay. So Tien, Gary, and Bakugo are kind of like the main suspects. But also there's kind of like things being seen around their school. And we don't know how, we don't know where. I guess somebody's summoning him. But it's Ryuk from Death Note. He's also just in the show.
Dude, that's so annoying, dude. I'm so annoying right now.
Well, that you didn't think of Ryuk?
No, Ryuk was going to be the person that like...
But you used Misa already.
Yeah, fuck. Okay, hey, keep going, though. Keep going. Sorry. I'll explain why I wanted to use Ryuk, and then I'll pick someone else, but keep going.
So basically, they need to figure out a way to stop Ryuk from messing with them and their family, But Ryuk isn't in control of these things. He's more of like a tool and an instrument rather than a being and an entity that makes his own individual choices. You know what I'm saying? Think of him like a gun.
Okay.
That'd be kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
And the whole time, Serena and Yusuke are trying to do like detective work and spy on these different types of people to see who could be messing with them, who has issues with their family, and the show would kind of revolve around that.
Okay, that's fire. And I think the next part, I think the next thing we do is like who dies first in our show. You know what I'm saying? Even though I think we already kind of said it already, or like the order, I guess we can say the order of people that die. You know?
Yeah,
but sure. All right. Look, let me just explain this to people.
You better make it short, dog.
I don't make it snappy. All right. So on Halloween, since she knows all about this stuff, since her aunt before she died got, you know, because she knew too much by someone, she is able to make it out of Halloween alive, right? So then a bunch of people in the town start dying, right? It's like a like big like, you know, monster looking thing. I was gonna pick Ryuk to be like the monsters, you know, that kills people, but I'm gonna make it the armored titan. But it's like not huge, it's not huge or anything, but it's like human size, but it like
looks
ugly and stuff like that, and it kills people.
Let's just throw out that rule that you made, that only one person per show, because you've broken it literally every chance.
Wait, I haven't picked anyone from Attack on Titan on my show.
The Armored Titan and Levi Ackerman are in the same freaking show, Sean. Jesus Christ. We can kill the rule that you created that you broke every chance you got. Oh my God.
I'll try to think of a monster and I can't
Sean's
think
like, of a Yo.
All right, you know what?
Different shows only.
I got it.
Here are my characters. We got Goku. We got Vegeta. All right? Different shows only. Then, their best friend, Krillin.
No, okay, stop. Okay. The monster is Greymon. Is a creepy-looking metal Greymon from Digimon. And he, ripped people's heads off and stuff like that. And then, now the elites are like, all right, we really need to kill.
Yeah.
We really need to kill Harvest Girls. And then they enlist Harvest Boy. And this is like when the Harvest Girl is able to, you know, make it out of Halloween to kill Harvest Girl. And so that he has like a creepy mask on or whatever. So we don't know who Harvest Boy is. We find out.
High level. Keep these high level, dog. I don't need minor plot points. Just.
You know what? All right.
What? Dog? All right. Come on.
All right, cool.
Come on.
We have to find out. We need to find out who Harvest Boy is. And you know what I'm saying? That's the story.
That's the story. Okay. I'm also going to bring in another character from The Promised Neverland. So Sister Crone is in my show as well. She is a side character, and she practices witchcraft. And they don't know if she's good or if she's bad. You know, she could be like a good one that helps them find stuff, or she could be a sinister one that is also part of the whole conspiracy. So I think overall I'm pretty satisfied with my spooky series. I don't want to get into who dies and who doesn't. You could do that if you want for your show, but like I feel like a good horror series would be a nice little mystery. And the people that are dying are the classmates, and the classmates' family. And they have to figure out who's doing it to help lift the curse from little baby boy Boji to make Hamtaro and Courage the Cowardly Dog happy and defeat the mighty Ryuk. That's my story, Sean.
I'm trying to hate on your shit because you try to mess up my story, dude.
But it's kind of fire. You got to admit, I got my shit together a little bit.
It's kind of fire, dude. You got to admit mine fire, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it is. It has nothing to do with the originals other than the Harvest Girl name, dog. It has nothing
if you weren't being sued for copyright infringement for stealing from them, from the Vampire Diaries, like I would totally give your story a pass. But I do like it. I do like it. My favorite part of your whole thing, I think if our shows were real too, you would have the better start to your show. Like your show would, you know, start it off with Misa and then having her mysteriously die. You know, you'd have a big hit. So as far as whose show would be more popular, I think off the jump, yours would. But whose show do you think would be more popular, like, continuously?
I think my show, because people love death, dude. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I think my show has, because my show, they're going to look good, you know what I'm saying? But they're going to die.
Okay.
People love that in horror movies. It's a slasher. Mine's more of a slasher. Yours is more, it's like a slasher with a little bit supernatural sprinkled into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's a slasher. You know, we got the Digimon like biting people's heads off.
This is probably one of the most abstract episodes we've done in like over a year and a half, maybe 2 years.
Yeah, this was super abstract and like off the cuff. It was all freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
This is an old Sean and Tapes episode for sure. Like we used to do this when the podcast was the four of us, and we would each come. Remember?
Yeah, we'd
each come ready. We haven't done this with just me. I don't even know if we've done this with just us, right? We haven't done an episode like this. Guys, do you like these types of episodes? Because I'm a little mixed. Like, I had a lot of fun doing it. And I thought it was geeking at times.
Yeah, so, I have fun yapping.
Give us feedback. Would you like similar type, completely, like, off-the-cuff type stories like we did? Or not even stories, like talk through like what makes a good series. Because to me, what makes a good series is something that keeps you guessing. And I think mystery and scariness can be combined in the best way possible. I think that's why Haunting of Hill House is one of my most favorite series of all time. And also now the one that created it, The Fall of the House of Usher, right? That's another one because there's a lot of mystery and it's also scary sometimes. So that's kind of like what I was sort of going for.
Yeah, I liked yours. But Tapeworms, let us know which movie you would rather watch.
Now, is this a movie or a show? Because I thought this was going to be a show.
Tapeworms, let us know which show you would rather watch.
Okay. And also let us know if you like these types of episodes. If you're listening this wrong, either you're a good fan or you did like the episode. So join the Discord if you have not already and enter your thoughts about this episode. If not, comment on it on Instagram,
Twitter, X.
On Facebook. Maybe I'll make some reels about the episode, huh? We'll see. But most of all, let us know if you do like these types of episodes. If not, we can go back to the regularly scheduled topics or episode/show/character reviews. We're kind of overdue for a character deep dive, too. So give us some ideas for some characters we should do for a character deep dive in the next couple of weeks. And guests. If you know of any guests that we should have on the show, too, link us in their stuff. Link their stuff in us. Let us know one way or another. With that being said, thanks so much for listening. Make sure you subscribed. Sean, any parting words for the Tapeworms? Good night.